Here we go. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this August the 14th in the year of our Lord 2024. And we're going to be taking a look at the book of Ephesians for this coming Sunday, which is Proper 15, August the 18th. Ephesians chapter 5. As God's dear children, try to be like him. Well, what does that mean? How do we try to be like God? Because we are his children. It's kind of like, as I grew up, I had a lot of respect for both my father and mother. And so many times, I would act like them. It says, as God's dear children, try to be like him and live as love, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Now, we know what Jesus did for us. He died on the cross as an offering to die for our sins and give us forgiveness. In the same way, we as children are to love God and with our parents, die for them and provide for them in their old age as they need help. This is the wonderful gift that children can give to their parents. Verse 3 of chapter 5. Sexual sins, anything unclean, or greed shouldn't even be mentioned among you. Now, there were no sexual sins on the part of my parents, and therefore they shouldn't even be mentioned among us as their children. It's unfortunate today that a lot of times when a man and a woman get engaged, they begin to live together before marriage. That is a problem. That is something that shouldn't be done by children, because it is a part of the sins that God forbids. These particular sins are adultery or fornication, and a person who does those are putting their life in danger. Paul continues, this is the right attitude for holy people. No shameful things, foolish talk, or coarse jokes. Now, it's a shame that often you may be in a group and they may be your friends, but you hear a coarse joke from them, a joke that is inappropriate. They should not be doing that, because as children who love their parents, they should show love to their parents by not doing foolish talk or coarse jokes. Paul continues, these are not proper. Instead, give thanks. Now, what does that mean? That means to give thanks to God for all that He has given us. You get up in the morning and you're able to walk around. You're able to go down to the kitchen, prepare a breakfast and eat it. Give thanks to God, for that is the proper thing to do. And by doing that, you are giving thanks to Jesus Christ. Be sure of this. Now, this is an important verse, verse 5, that no one who is immoral, unclean, or greedy, a greedy person, worships an idol, has any share in the kingdom of Christ. Don't let anyone fool you with meaningless words. These things bring God's anger and punishment on those who don't obey the truth. So don't share their ways. What Paul is saying is that we live a good life in obedience to Jesus Christ. Why? Because of all that He has done for us. He is merciful to us in not giving us the punishment we deserve, and He is gracious to us in giving us what we don't deserve, namely, the forgiveness of sins, where we are not held accountable for what we do wrong. Verse 8. This is now talking about before you were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Since light produces everything good and righteous and true. In other words, we begin to act as Jesus did, where He was a righteous person. Now, there are times when we sin, and when we sin, we repent of that sin and thank God that He forgives us and brings us back into a relationship with Him. Verse 10 is a pretty good understanding of the holy life. Test things to see if they please the Lord. In other words, don't do things that are not pleasing to the Lord. In other words, don't sin. Be pleasing to the Lord, repenting of those occasions when we are not pleasing to the Lord. For when you do that, you no longer have the works of darkness. Instead, show that the works of darkness are wrong. We're even ashamed to mention when such people do these things secretly. For when they do them secretly, God still knows it, because he's omniscient. He knows all things. He knows everything that we do in our life. And he watches over us. So don't have anything to do with the works of darkness, from which no good can come. We look to God and thank him for all that he has given to us. For what he has given to us is a new life in Jesus Christ. So that when we do sin, we repent of that sin and turn back to Jesus. When you show that anything is wrong, it is seen in the light. Anything you can see is as clear as light. So it says to the holy person, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then as to how you live. For we are to live as Christ lived for us, in giving us the wonderful good works that he died in order to give us salvation, so that we live the good life, that we do not live the life in darkness, but live the life of light. That is only possible with the gift of the Holy Spirit that we received in our baptism. Don't be unwise, but wise. In other words, keep an account of what you are doing, so that God is pleased with you, just as your parents are pleased with you when you do good. Apart from the Holy Spirit, it's impossible to be wise. In reading the book of Proverbs, you understand what it means to be wise. It means to follow the works of Jesus Christ, to do what he wants you to do. And in doing those things, you are expressing the holiness which God has given you in Christ Jesus. And make the most of your opportunities, because we are living in evil days. So don't be foolish, which is the opposite of being wise, but understand what the Lord wants. Don't get drunk on wine, which means wild living. Don't be filled with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And how do you do that? You do that particularly in singing psalms, in doing proper worship. Worship, either on a Sunday morning, are particularly wonderful things to do, where you not only hear the word of God, but follow his will. And therefore, you understand what the Lord wants. Do hymns. Sing to one another. And with your hearts, sing and make music to the Lord. A lot of times, that can be done while you're doing your normal things, like cleaning the house, doing dishes, or working wherever you work. Have a song in your heart, knowing that songs to one another, with your heart singing, makes music to the Lord. Always thanking God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way to live, in giving God thanks. Do you know how many times you are enabled by God to live the good life? That's thanksgiving. And that's what the righteous soul does in giving thanks to God. The gospel reading for Proper 15 is John 6. What does it say? It says, Jesus answered the Jews, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have any life in you. That means to have faith in Jesus Christ, to trust his promises that he died for your sins. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have everlasting life, and I will raise you on the last day. My flesh, verse 55, is a true food, and my blood is a true drink. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, that means that you trust in Jesus Christ. You have faith in his promises. And by doing that, you have life in you. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so if you feed on me, you will live because of me. And you feed on Jesus, not only in the Lord's Supper, but also in the Holy Communion, and also when you trust the promises of Jesus Christ. That is how you eat his body and drink his blood. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It isn't the bread that the fathers ate in the wilderness for 40 years. That was manna. No, the eat of his body and blood occurred through faith in Jesus Christ. They ate the manna and they died. But if you eat this bread from heaven, you will live forever. That's a promise that Jesus Christ gives. He said this while he was teaching in a synagogue in Gethsemane. When they heard it, many of his disciples said, "This is hard to understand. Who can listen to him?" Inwardly aware that his disciples were complaining about what Jesus said, Jesus asks them, "Does this upset you? What if you see the Son of Man go up where he was before?" And they will see that. It's called his ascension into heaven. The Spirit makes alive. The flesh you have does not help. The words I spoke to you are spirit, and they are life. But some of you do not believe. Jesus knew from the beginning who would not believe and who would even betray him. So he added, "This is why I told you a person can come to me only if the Father gives him the power. You don't choose to believe in me. You instead receive me by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Only if the Father gives you the power." As a result, verse 66, as a result, many of his disciples went back to their old life and would not go with him anymore. Then Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also want to leave me?" "Lord," Peter answered him, "to whom should we go? You have the words of everlasting life, and we have come to believe and know you are God's Holy One." That's what the 12 believed. And that's what every believer believes, that Jesus is the Holy One who has come down from earth, become incarnate, was crucified for us, was raised from the dead, was ascended back into heaven, and now is with you, and you are with him. That is the good news of the gospel, to be shared with everyone on earth. Jesus loves you, and you will be going to heaven. God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.